Good morning. Welcome to morning prayer on Friday, 23rd of October. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving and be glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands had molded the dry land. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Hearken not your heart as the Meribah on the day of Massa in the wilderness. When your forefathers tested me and put me to the reproof, though they had seen my works. 40 years long I detested the generation and said, these people are wayward in their hearts. They do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind, as we rejoice in the gift of the new day. So may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you now and forever. Amen. Search me out, O God, and know my heart. Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me out and know me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from far. You mark out my journey and my resting place, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but you, O Lord, know it altogether. You encompass me behind and before, and lay your hands upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, so high that I cannot attain it. Search me out, O God, and know my heart. Where can I go then from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I climb up to heaven, you are there. If I make the grave my bed, you are there also. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the outmost parts of the sea, even there your hands shall lead me, your right hand hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will come cover me, and the light around me turn to night. Even darkness is no darkness. With you the night is clear as the day. Darkness and light to you are both alike. Search me all out, O God, and know my heart. For you yourself created my inmost part. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I thank you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelously are your works. My soul knows you well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and woven in the depth of the earth. Your eyes beheld it, my form, and yet unfinished, already in your book, were all my members written. As day by day they were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How deep are your counsels to me, O God. How great is the sum of them? If I count them, they are more than numbers, than the sand. And at the end, I am still in your presence. Search me out, O God, and know my heart. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God, that the bloodthirsty might depart from me. They speak against you with wicked intent. Your enemies take up your name for evil. Do I not oppose those, O Lord, who oppose you? Do I not abhor those who rise against you? I hate them with a perfect hatred. They have become my own enemies also. Search me out, O God, and know my heart. Try me and examine my thoughts. See if there is any way of wickedness in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Search me out, O God, and know my heart. Creator God, may every breath we take be for your glory. May every footstep show you as our way. That trusting in your presence in this world, we may beyond this life still be with you, where you are alive and reign forever and ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Be not far from me, O my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Let us pray. God, we thank you that your perfect love casts out all fears. We lift up those in our communities and further afield who are feeling gripped by fear during this time. We pray where there is fear that your peace will reign. Amen. Lord God, we pray particularly for countries in our world that have less resources and infrastructure to respond to coronavirus. Lord God, in your might and power, stop the virus from spreading in some of the most vulnerable communities in our world. Give governments great wisdom as they put in preventative measures. We pray for any cases to be identified and isolated quickly in Jesus' name. Amen. As our Savior taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that's evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forevermore. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.